This is According to Jim with Jim Joyner and Steve Sell, McPherson Sports Talk Show.
I'm not a huge Beyonce fan.
I don't really know her music that much, except when I was a boy or something.
Listen Monday through Friday from 12:30 to 1 p.m. on 96.7 FM KBBE or online at midkansasonline.com.
Sheebrick with a pass left corner, head open, three for the tie, good! Riley Head knocks down a three!
According to Jim, is your home for the McPherson Bullpup.
Pyle dribbling in, and a one-handed jam! This place is rocking, and Pyle with 15 as he slams it down with authority!
Everything happening in the sports world.
Could be another one.
Here comes Jake with a left-handed jam! T-boy, we're rolling here at Salina!
And even some things not happening in the sports world.
Steve has a great feel for Lifetime movies, despite 5 minutes ago saying, I don't know what Lifetime movies are.
Now it's time for According to Jim. Here's Jim Joyner and Steve Sell.
Let's do this thing. Another edition of According to Jim right here on 96.7 FM KBBE. Or for those of you listening online, worldwide, at midkansasonline.com. I'm Jim Joyner. Joining me as always, the man in red today, Mr. Steve Sell. Not the man in black.
Not the man in black. Not the man in gold, but the man... Actually, it's crimson.
Maroon.
Maroon, whatever.
You look like you could be cheering on Bear Bryant, Nick Saban.
It is a little Alabama.
Mark Ingram.
It's a little Alabama-like today.
Tua Tagovailoa. Remember him?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The quarterback that came in the game, in the
right.
championship game.
You wonder what's going to happen to him this year.
Tua.
Yeah.
Tagovailoa.
Hurts is still back, isn't he?
He is.
Ooh, quarterback controversy.
It'll be interesting.
Yep.
Well, Steve, we've had a fun week of shows. We had Drew Labertue and Jace Alexander on to talk a little bullpup football, a little bullpup basketball. We've been able to kind of avoid a subject that's been heavily on my mind this week, and that was the College World Series finale for my Arkansas Razorbacks. And you can take a look in that office, and you can see all sorts of Arkansas memorabilia.
Oh, yeah.
Lots of hogs. I don't have my hog hat in there. It's at home.
Okay.
But, oh, boy. This week was pretty crushing.
Killer.
It was pretty crushing.
Well, you knew when they misplayed the pop-up that would have won the World Series, it was over. The moment that ball hit the ground between those three Arkansas players, it was over.
Steve, I've said my theory on this show before. Being an Arkansas fan, I am extremely lucky. Not only because there's only one Razorback, that's the thing people say a lot, but Arkansas has successful athletic programs for the most part, and they do play in big games. They played in the SEC championship game in football in 2006 and almost beat Florida, who went on to win the national championship. They've played in BCS bowls. They've played in the SEC championship game in basketball. They've played in round of 32 games in the NCAA tournament against good teams.
They've won the national championship.
They've won it in basketball in 94. They've won it in football in the 60s. They've been to the College World Series 5 times in my lifetime. They've been, I think, 9 times overall. They had a number one versus number two game in football against LSU in 2011. They always play, not always, but I'm fortunate that they get to play in big games because there are a lot of programs and a lot of schools and teams that, let's face it, do not get to play in very big games. You look at KU.
Ugh.
In basketball, they get to play in big games all the time, and they win a lot of big games.
And that's it.
But in football, they haven't played in a meaningful game in 10 years. In baseball, they've made the tournament a couple of times, but it never really looks good. K-State, they play in big football games.
Right.
They play in some big basketball games.
Yeah.
They played in some big baseball games for a little stretch.
Right.
But Arkansas gives me hope.
Yeah.
And what they do is they win some big games.
Right.
They'll be on national TV. They'll win. But what I always say is, Arkansas never wins the big game. When they make it to that big stage, they don't ever win.
They haven't won the big one since 94, probably.
They haven't won a really, really important game in a long time. And that happened again this week. For those of you that didn't get to see it, maybe one of the weirdest meltdowns, and I'll give some examples here in a minute. Game 2 of the best 2 out of 3 College World Series final. They already had Game 1 in the books. They're leading 3-2 throughout the entire second game. Two outs, top of the ninth inning, one run lead, tying run on third base for Oregon State, and a pop-up up the right field line. Arkansas is going to catch this ball and win a national championship and go undefeated at the College World Series. But the ball falls in the triangle of doom in between the right fielder, the second baseman, the first baseman, in foul territory. The batter gets another chance, singles in to tie the game. Next batter,
home
colossal
run.
Two-run home run.
Yeah, it was over.
Arkansas loses. They lose 5-0 in the third game yesterday.
And it looked like
complete
they were
game shutout from a freshman.
Pretty meek effort in that last game. And like I was watching this morning, they said it was inflating for Oregon State and deflating for Arkansas when that pop-up dropped.
The worst part about social media now and the capability of smartphones is that with two outs, when that ball went in the air, there were hundreds of Arkansas fans that whipped out their phone and pressed record. And they're thinking, we're going to catch it on video of us winning the national championship. I've got a car license plate in my apartment that says 1994 National Champions in Basketball. And I was ready to think, well, I'm going to get a new one of these. Ball goes up, ball goes down, and all Arkansas fans kind of knew what was going to happen next.
Oh, yeah.
Steve, I don't know if I can think of a moment like this. There have obviously been some moments in sports where weird things happen in championship games. Bill Buckner
that was
in 1986.
The Bill Buckner name has been evoked many times today.
But the thing about that is the Red Sox had a 3-2 series lead.
Right.
And this game was tied. So it's not like that play 100% could have won anything if he just fields the ground ball and steps on first. The game was tied. I can't really think of another moment where the team is a routine play away from winning the national championship. They're winning, and they just have to catch the ball. I thought of a couple of things, but these are almost stretching it a little bit. Maybe Memphis in the national championship game against KU.
Blew a big lead.
Up to the free throw line with Derrick Rose, the best player in the country, stepping up to the line. But he goes 1-for-2. And it's not like that immediately turned into the other team winning. So it's a little different. What about the 2011 Texas Rangers against your mighty St. Louis Cardinals?
Oh, yeah.
Where they had two outs. And it looked like they had it won in game number 6. And then your boy.
My boy.
A little ball off the right field fence. His name is Freeze.
David Freeze, yeah.
Off the right field fence that Nelson Cruz should have caught.
Oh, yeah, he shanked it.
That one's close. The 2004 Yankees against the Red Sox in game 4 of the American League Championship Series where they're up 3-0 and you got Mariano Rivera into pitch and
the great
close
Rivera.
Out a game. And they couldn't do it, but that was in the ALCS.
Well, what about the Super Bowl with Seattle and New England?
Yeah, but Seattle was losing.
But they were, I mean, all they had to do, they had beast mode. All they had to do was give it to beast mode and the game was over.
I guess the only thing that's different is they were losing.
They tried to get tricky, though.
And that wasn't a guaranteed win. Where if Arkansas, if they catch the ball, it's over.
Correct.
It's over.
It's over.
The other example I thought of that I thought was maybe the most similar to that, and having a championship right there on a play that it looks like it's over and get it taken away. So the 2002 national championship game in football, Ohio State against Miami.
Ugh.
Remember, it was in overtime.
Right.
And the first overtime, Miami scores. They go on defense. And then on fourth down, Miami
horrible
throws
call.
The ball to the end zone.
Horrible.
They one break
the,
it up.
One of the worst calls in the history
Miami
of sports.
The Miami corners jump up and hug each other. And everybody starts to run on the field, and then they throw a late flag.
Oh, and that was a horrible call.
Then you know the rest. Ohio State scores. They go to second overtime. Ohio State scores again. Miami doesn't score.
Right.
And Jim Tressel, the sweater vest,
sweater
won a
vest
national
boy.
Championship.
Yeah, the U.
That one is almost as close as I can think of because it was there. And for a moment, they thought they had won. Because when that ball popped up, Arkansas fans were going, this is our moment.
I thought it was.
This is it. Finally. And unfortunately, I got crushed. Steve. Oh,
like a grape.
And like I said, I'm fortunate to be an Arkansas fan because they give me a lot of hope. They do give me a lot of hope, and they give me a lot of fun moments. But the bummer is, they never get the big one. And I've been an Arkansas fan of sorts since I was a very little kid. And I went to my first Arkansas baseball game in 2004 at the College World Series at old Rosenblatt Stadium in Omaha. And I've been kind of hooked on them since. And I have probably been to more Arkansas baseball games than I've been to football. And part of that's because there are more baseball games than there are football games. Been to more Arkansas baseball than basketball. And that's a team that I really follow closely. And that was about as bad of a way to end a really good season as I could think of. Man, that one was brutal. Brutal, Steve. Have you ever had that type of heartbreak?
Oh, yeah.
Like what?
Like having the city golf championship in my hands. All I have to do is bogey the last hole. I didn't know it at the time. But if I bogey number one at McPherson Country Club, I win my first and probably only city golf championship. But I hit it up against a tree.
Way to go.
Yeah. Have to take a penalty. Knock it on the green. All I got to do is two putt. Three putt. End up in a playoff. Late Ray Haig. He just wanted to go ahead and give it to me. And I said, no, I can't take it that way. And of course, he knocks it stiff on the first hole I lose. So that's as close as I've been. That's heartbreak. That's the only real heartbreak moment in my athletic career, probably.
The other moment that stands out to me is one that was obviously worse. 2014 Royals losing Game 7 of the World Series with Alex Gordon standing on third base.
But Madison Bumgarner was so good in that series.
Right. And the other thing is, I was never expecting that team to do anything. The other moment that it would have been about as mad as I've ever been in a sporting event was the next year in the divisional series against the Astros. Remember that game 4?
Oh, yeah.
Where the Royals had to come back from down 4 in the 8th inning?
Oh, yeah. They were down 6-2.
There was a moment in that game where Terrence Gore got called out trying to steal third, and they went and reviewed it, and they were going to call him off because his toe popped off the bag. And that moment, I don't think I've ever been as mad as I was because I expected them to win. And they went on and made me a pretty happy man.
Yeah.
And especially this year for me, Arkansas baseball has kind of been the savior for this spring and summer because my other team has been pretty rough, the Royals. It's been a pretty rough spring and summer.
Yeah, you got the Chiefs coming up, though.
Yeah, they make me nervous, too.
Yeah.
But what a crushing loss this weekend. I was telling you yesterday, I get the unique opportunity because for the most part, I don't have very many other friends that are Arkansas fans or really even know anybody else that's an Arkansas fan.
Right.
So anytime something happens, I sort of get messages from people, whether it's good or bad. Arkansas wins a Hail Mary game and people are texting me, oh my gosh, that was crazy. Or they drop a fly ball that would have won a national championship and I get texts of people going, uh-oh.
I'm sure the Pistol probably sent
something. Yeah, he texted me and said, hey, I'm sorry, man.
Good for Pistol.
Yeah, it's a weird thing because, I mean, for people that are around here that are KU or K-State fans, it's not like people are going to text you, Steve, if KU wins a game and go, wow, how about your Jayhawks?
Because my Jayhawks, yeah.
Because everybody else is a KU fan or a K-State fan. So it's an interesting perspective that I get from that. But a definite bummer. And unfortunately, Steve doesn't get to call the Hogs.
No. Thankfully. Because I got a feeling I would have really butchered that. Butcher Hogs, get it?
That was pretty good. I get a lot of bacon jokes, and it makes me sad. Steve, it's a bummer. Woo pig.
Woo pig.
I'll always be an Arkansas fan, but like I say, they never win the big one. You know who does win the big one, though?
I don't know. Steph Curry. He always wins the big one.
McPherson Bullpups win some big ones.
Well, of course.
That makes me feel better.
That's just a given. I mean, that's I just figured that was understood.
LeBron James has won some big ones. NBA free agency pretty much started today because he made his decision to opt out of his contract with the Cleveland Cavaliers. Let's talk about that a little bit later on, and then we can talk about what's coming up for the next week, which would be a very short discussion of nothing.
Nothing.
But we'll talk about that here in a little bit as I try to overcome my sadness and grief. All right, Steve, we'll be back after this. You're listening to According to Jim, 96.7 FM, KBBE.
You're listening to the According to Jim podcast with Jim Joyner and Steve Self. According to Jim is brought to you by Great Plains Federal Credit Union, Farmers State Bank with branch locations in McPherson, Lindsborg, and Galva, and Brown Shoe Fit in downtown McPherson. You can also listen live Monday through Friday from 12:30 to 1 p.m. on 96.7 FM KBBE or online at midkansasonline.com.
Back on this afternoon's According to Jim, 96.7 FM, KBBE. As Steve, I was sort of sitting on the dock of the bay last night.
Sure.
Thinking about Otis Redding. I think he's probably been through some sadder times.
Otis, my man.
I think Otis has been through some real sad times.
Oh, yeah.
When you write music like that.
Oh, yeah.
I've been sad, too. Well, Steve, as we transition out of me watching Arkansas baseball every day for the last 3 months, we move into what will be the biggest storyline of the summer. And depending on how long it goes, it could be the biggest story of the next week and a half.
I hope it goes fast.
Or it could be the next story of the, or the biggest story of the next 3 weeks. Because the king, LBJ, LeBron James, opted out of his contract in Cleveland. So for those of you that are sitting here going, what does any of this mean? Because I think there are a lot of people that don't understand a lot of contract talk. And it's taken me a long time to really dive in and learn a lot of the lingo. So LeBron James had a clause in his contract where he could opt in and play one more year with the Cavs. Or if he opts out, he becomes a free agent and can play anywhere. And with a lot of these decisions now, the way the NBA and a lot of professional sports work, most of these guys will opt out of this contract, so that way they can test the market.
Well, you know, Carmelo, Anthony, Carmelo opted in.
He's worried that they won't pay him.
Well, I think it's big. I mean, it's like $27 million or something like that, or $19
million. Thunder up.
He's not worth $5 million right now. He's done. I mean, I watched him this year. Guy couldn't play any defense. He shoots threes. That's about all he does. He's, what, 35, 36 years old, probably?
Well, he was 19 in 2003, so
okay.
34.
34, but he's an old 34. He's played a lot of, he's got a lot of miles on the tire. And he wasn't going to come close to earning that kind of money from anybody else. So good move on his part.
So LeBron now has his horizons opened. And where he will end up playing the next year, the next two, the next five, the next eight, we don't really know what's going to happen with him. And there's a lot of people that are going, oh, well, he's talking to Kevin Durant. Oh, he's talking to this person. He's talking to Kawhi Leonard. What LeBron James is going to do is he's going to set the market for what's going to happen the entire summer. Because teams are not going to make moves, for the most part, until LeBron makes his decision.
And I think there's only two possibilities for LeBron.
Let's hear him.
Staying in Cleveland. You know, he's a real family guy. Or he's going to the Lakers, and they're going to get somebody else like a Paul George, you know, or some other big free agent to join him. Because I think he lives in California part of the time.
He has a home in Los Angeles.
He has a home in Los Angeles. I think that's the only two. I think everybody else is just a pretender. And, of course, I'm probably wrong, but...
Well, yeah, you probably are.
I am, but I think it's just those two. I don't think anybody else is in the hunt.
So the Vegas odds, are you familiar with Bovada?
No.
It's a kind of casino.
Is that like Mobamba?
Yeah, similar to Mobamba,
okay.
Bovada.
Okay.
They post a lot of odds, and it's an online gambling place.
Okay.
They have the odds listed as the Lakers -155, which means they're the favorite.
Okay.
Cleveland +200.
Okay.
Philly +500. Boston +900. Everybody else is
no way
right
to
past that.
No way for Philly.
So
no way for Boston.
Now that's what it looks like it's going to be. Do they start over in L.A., or does he try to change up the roster a little bit in Cleveland and get rid of some of those guys that are weighing down their cap space and weighing down their team being any good? This will be a really interesting stretch for what he does, because if LeBron James goes to L.A., it will be a wild NBA Western Conference.
If LeBron James goes to L.A., Cleveland won't win 25 games.
It's going to be a rough year.
They'll go about 25 and 57, or how many games are 82 games total.
If he goes to L.A., think about this, Steve. Out west, you have Golden State, who has won 3 out of 4 of the last NBA titles, and debatably one of the best teams of all time. You have the Houston Rockets, who were right on their tail this year.
Right.
They led the Western Conference in wins. Did they lead the NBA, or did Toronto lead the NBA in wins?
I think no.
I think Toronto did.
No.
You think Houston did?
I think, yeah. Toronto won 59. Houston was over 60, I thought.
I was thinking Toronto won
62. I thought Houston won 65.
Well, anyway, they were the number one team in the Western Conference in terms of the standings. Those two, that gap is not that big between those two. But if you throw in LeBron James into the L.A. Lakers, and you add a Paul George, you add maybe a Chris Paul. I've seen his name thrown around.
Oh, I had not seen Chris Paul's name thrown around.
You throw in a Kevin Durant. I've seen his name thrown around.
Kevin Durant's not going anywhere.
You throw in a Kawhi Leonard.
Now there's the possibility. Kawhi and LeBron, and you put him with Kuzma.
Kyle. Utah Ute.
Big baller, junior.
Lonzo.
And then, what, Julius Randle or somebody? And, heck, I bet Swaggy P goes back for entertainment value. But, you know, Magic Johnson came out and said this week, if he doesn't sign a big-name free agent this year or next year, he will quit. Because he says, I'm Magic Johnson. People want to come play for me. And if I don't have the pull, I'm out of here.
I've been reading a lot about this LeBron James situation and this next career move for him. A lot of people are calling it Decision 3.0. Remember the first decision to take his talents to South Beach?
Sure.
Second decision to go back to Cleveland?
Right.
This third decision will drastically alter the next 5 years in the NBA. Because if LeBron goes out west to the LA Lakers, there is going to be a logjam of teams. It's going to be hard to even make the conference finals with those three.
And
one of those teams is going
to
be
left
out.
And who's even going to pay attention to the East?
Oh, nobody.
I mean,
Celtics and the 76ers are going to feel pretty good after
that. Oh, yeah, yeah.
They don't have to beat LeBron for the first time.
So then the NBA semifinals will be the actual finals, because the finals will be worthless.
This will be the most talked about thing pretty much throughout sports for the next, for sure, a week.
Right.
Depending on what happens, I don't think
LeBron wants to drag this out this time, though. I think he wants to make a decision and get it over with.
If you remember correctly, the 2016 decision by Kevin Durant, that was made on July 4th. So if you're looking at a time, well, when's LeBron going to make this move? Sometime in the next 2 weeks. Is kind of what everybody thinks, or it could be by Monday. It could happen this weekend. You don't know, but this is going to be a very exciting time for the NBA. And what have we been saying, Steve? The NBA has turned itself into this league that people talk about 24/7. It was not this way 5 years ago.
Oh, no.
And now the NBA is a whole nother monster.
It's like the NFL. They talk about the NFL 12
months. I mean, it's almost
months.
Beating the NFL right now.
Yeah. And, you know, The NFL.
What have you heard from in the NFL?
Jameis Winston.
In the last 2 weeks, besides Jameis Winston.
Jameis Winston getting suspended. That's about it.
Are you really following training camp?
Patrick Mahomes being the number one breakout player.
And a guy that nobody's ever seen in a real game.
Right.
I saw somebody joke around and say, yeah, Patrick Mahomes has as many wins and important games as my grandma. I know he beat the Broncos, and we'll be able to talk about Mahomes and the Chiefs a lot.
Yeah, that'll be coming up in about 2 weeks.
We'll be able to start talking about that a lot more, but, oh boy, they make me nervous.
Yeah.
They make me really nervous.
Well, that defense makes me nervous. Boy.
That right arm of Patrick Mahomes makes me real nervous.
Yeah, well, they got Chad Henne, though.
Oh, great backup.
Couldn't even beat out Blake Bortles.
Get Tyler Palko back.
Ugh, jeez.
Remember him?
Oh, yeah. Awful.
What about Thigpen? Ricky Stanzi.
Oh, yeah.
They went through a stretch of some bad backups.
Chase Daniels, at least, capable.
He was a decent backup.
He was okay.
He was not a starter.
But he's never been a starter anywhere. So
except for at Missouri,
yeah.
The Missouri Tigers.
Missouri, yep.
In my wormhole of sadness last night after watching Arkansas lose, sometimes I do this, Steve, to myself. I'll go back and watch old Arkansas games where they blow it. And I did that last night. A few too many times I had to watch them lose to the Missouri Tigers.
Yeah.
That hurts.
Being a KU fan, any Missouri win is bad.
It's
not good.
Another video that I watch a lot, Arkansas played Tim Tebow in 2009, and Florida got a bunch of calls as the undefeated team. Arkansas should have beat him.
Urban Meyer, of course.
I still get mad. Yeah. That was 10 years ago, Steve.
I know.
And I get furious.
Yeah.
All right, we'll wrap up today's show next and talk about the next week and what will be coming up for According to Jim, what will be coming up for Steve's life as well. You're listening to According to Jim, 96.7 FM, KBBE.
You're listening to the According to Jim podcast with Jim Joyner and Steve Self. According to Jim is brought to you by Great Plains Federal Credit Union, Farmers State Bank with branch locations in McPherson, Lindsborg, and Galva, and Brown Shoe Fit in downtown McPherson. You can also listen live Monday through Friday from 12:30 to 1 p.m. on 96.7 FM KBBE or online at midkansasonline.com.
We're wrapping up the week of According to Jim, 96.7 FM KBBE, Jim Joyner, Steve Sell. Big shout out to our newest sponsor, Brown Shoe Fit.
You bet.
Steve, how many times do you think you've picked up shoes there in the last 40 years?
Oh, several times. Many, many times.
Yeah, we're glad to have him on with us. 118 North Main. Steve's always got good kicks on.
Oh, yeah.
You ever call them kicks?
No.
Tenny bops?
Tennis shoes.
Do you ever play tennis in the tennis shoes?
I haven't played tennis in a long time.
It's funny. My mom calls them tennis shoes, too.
Yeah?
And she always has. And very rarely have I ever played tennis in the tennis shoes.
Right.
What about cross trainer? You know, the Bo Jackson, Bo Knows, that's when they sort of started calling them cross trainers.
I don't know.
It's like a running shoe, but also an exercise shoe.
Sneakers.
Sneaks.
When Jerry Seinfeld was on, that they were always sneakers. That was popular back then.
You're a big Seinfeld guy.
I'm a huge Seinfeld guy. Love the sign.
It's just been one of those shows that I've seen enough, so I know all the characters. There's no plot, so I don't have to follow it.
You had to be there when it was on. The reruns, you know, don't do it justice. You had to be in the moment.
Jerry Seinfeld sort of seems like a jerk.
He's disappeared off the face of the earth, though.
I see him a little bit, and he just seems like a jerk.
He's a rich jerk, though.
Oh, well, yeah. Oh, he's got some money. What's the woman's name with the hyphenated name?
Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
Yeah. Louis Dreyfus. Yeah. Remember her son? He was on Northwestern. Played basketball.
I don't know.
A little bit.
Her husband was on Saturday. Well, her husband and she were both on Saturday Night Live. Greg Hall. He was only on like 1 year. And then she was on several years. So
she's got some money, too.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Steve. So as we look ahead to what's coming up next week, a whole lot of nothing for me. I'll be getting on the road later today. My first vacation.
Yep.
I guess since I've been here a year.
Right.
I guess I get one.
Right.
Did you realize, Steve, that this past Wednesday, so 2 days ago, was the 1 year anniversary of when we first met? Did you realize that?
I did not know that.
Yeah, Steve, I came down.
Because I'm perpetually confused.
I think it was a Tuesday last year, which was a Wednesday this year.
Yeah.
I came down, met Steve. I remember talking to him. He said, well, I got a 2:30 tee time. So, and I went, oh, okay. You know, Steve's just playing golf this one day.
Yeah.
And then we got a little Tres Amigos.
Hell yeah.
And when we were eating there, Taylor Robertson was eating with her little brother.
T-Rob.
And we went into the high school, talked to
Shane Buck.
AD of the year, Shane Bakus.
Oh, yeah.
Went over to the college, said hey to Coach Merck.
Yeah. Coach Schwartz, big
tour.
Oh, yeah.
That day.
Oh, yeah. We did take a big tour.
And then I guess I decided to make the journey down about 3 weeks later.
Yeah.
But yeah, Steve and I have been friends for 1 year and 2 days.
There you go.
It's pretty good.
That's not bad.
Is that like where do I rank in terms of friends, in terms of length?
In terms of length?
I'm probably getting into like the top 20. A year's a long time.
Yeah.
I see you every day.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Well, next week I'll be gone. I have pre-recorded some best of, according to Jim's. So we won't be live. There's a few with Steve. There's a few with a couple of interviews. The one I'm really excited about for people to re-listen to was the show right after the girls won the state basketball championship.
Right.
We broke down the whole game.
Right.
I've got a couple of our lists with Casey Spotted Elk that'll be on there.
Yeah.
We've got a couple of the game shows that Steve played from very, very early on in the day. Do you remember when we played a game called Name That Little Yachty Song?
I don't remember. I mean, all I remember is Bieber. What was it?
Bieber? Oh, Bieber, Beyonce, or Billy Joel is on
there,
too.
Yeah, Bieber, Beyonce, or Billy, yeah.
But we've got all sorts of fun clips from the past almost year. I think our first show was like October 1st.
And we're up to what now?
181, 182. Wow.
200 is just around the corner.
Ugh, we're getting there.
Considering we didn't know we were going to make it past 5.
Nah, I didn't know if we were going to make it past 2. The first day was rough. We got a call from the owners, and they said, you better figure this out or you're going to be gone tomorrow.
But I will say one thing about the show. It has been amazing. And I said this, I think, earlier this week. I can't go anywhere without hearing something about the show. And then you had somebody in, Dana Sammer doing a spot today, and he says, love the show. You know, everybody always says something about the show. I mean, we are associated forever with the show.
We're really funny.
We're in the show.
We're really funny,
well,
aren't we?
You are.
Casey, are we really funny? Yeah, she said, woo!
Yeah, I'm really not.
I think you're pretty funny.
Well, that's just because I'm so confused.
You are a little confused. So, I'll be gone all of next week. I'll let Steve handle the sports. Are you going to miss me?
Sure. It means I got to work harder.
Sure. That's real reassuring.
It means I got to work harder.
Yeah, we'll miss you. All right.
My tee time may get pushed back a little bit.
Yeah. I think I'll be back June or July 9th. And then from then on.
Well, I've got a vacation.
Ready for football.
I got a vacation coming up too.
End of August or beginning of August.
Beginning of August. Going to play Whistling Straits.
I get to get my mouth operated on.
Ugh.
Ugh.
Not good.
Not excited about that. All right. So gone next week, Steve. I'm going to enjoy my vacation.
Well, you enjoy.
I'll miss you a lot.
Oh, I'm sure you will.
All right, we wrap things up. For Steve Sell, I'm Jim Joyner. Thanks for listening to According to Jim. We'll talk to you in 2 weeks.
According to Jim with Jim Joyner and Steve Sell was brought to you by Great Plains Federal Credit Union, Farmers State Bank with branch locations in McPherson, Lindsborg, and Galva, and Brown Shoe Fit in downtown McPherson. Make sure to listen to According to Jim every weekday from 12:30 to 1 p.m. right here on 96.7 FM KBBE.